This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian missiles struck the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Sunday, a day after the key eastern city of Severodonetsk fell to pro-Russian forces in a major setback for Ukraine. The Reuters news agency reports up to four explosions rang out in central Kyiv in the early hours in the first such attack in the city in 2 weeks. Two more blasts were later heard Sunday in the southern outskirts of the city. Life had been returning to normal in Kyiv after fierce resistance held off Russian advances in the early phase of the war, although air raid sirens regularly sound across the city. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said at least one apartment building had been hit in the shelling and said rescuers were trying to get people out from under the rubble. Russia denies targeting civilians, but Ukraine and the West accuse Russian forces of that and other war crimes in a conflict that has killed thousands, destroyed cities, and displaced millions. The attack Sunday comes as the group of seven leaders from the world's richest democracies are meeting in Germany, where Russia's invasion of Ukraine will be the main focus of the summit. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said all the participating nations are united in their support for Ukraine, though the economic costs, particularly in terms of energy, have been high.
The price of freedom is worth paying. You know, this is something that it's worth us standing up for together, and that is the principle that a free, independent, sovereign country like Ukraine should not be violently invaded and should not have its boundaries changed by force. And the consequences of that, of what's happening for the world, are tough. But the price of backing down, the price of allowing Putin to succeed, to hack off huge parts of Ukraine, to continue with his program of conquest, that price would be far, far higher.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday the United States and other group of seven leading economies are planning to ban imports of gold for Russia. The latest in a series of sanctions the group hopes will further isolate the Russian economy over its invasion of Ukraine. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A formal announcement is expected Tuesday as the leaders meet for their annual summit. Senior Biden administration officials said gold is Moscow's second largest export after energy. Banning imports would make it more difficult for Russia to participate in global markets. Biden's Twitter feed said Russia rakes in tens of billions of dollars from the sale of its gold. In recent years, gold has been the top Russian export after energy, reaching almost $19 billion, or about 5%, of global gold exports in 2020, according to the White House. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso has lifted a state of emergency he'd imposed in six provinces of the country amid an indigenous-led strike, a surprise move from the president that comes as lawmakers in the National Assembly hear an opposition petition to remove him from office. The decision to end the state of emergency followed an initial meeting between government officials and Ecuador's largest indigenous organization, which began the strike 2 weeks ago to demand gasoline prices be cut, price controls be imposed on agricultural products, and a larger budget be set for education. National Assembly President Virgilio Zaquezuela said a commission would be formed to lead talks designed to end the strike. He was clear there was no agreement made to end the walkout, but the indigenous group agreed to consult its membership before continuing with talks. Myanmar burned $642 million worth of illegal narcotics Sunday in ceremonies held around the country to mark the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Confiscated illicit drugs such as heroin, cannabis, methamphetamine, and ketamine, as well as chemicals used to produce synthetic drugs, were burned in a township outside Yangon. Similar ceremonies were also organized in Mandalay and Tongji. Myanmar is one of the largest producers of narcotics, mostly manufactured in border regions outside the government's control. The ruling military's council home affairs minister, Lieutenant Sohut, who is also chairman of the Central Committee on Drug Abuse Control, said in a message read at the ceremony that synthetic drugs present a new challenge for Myanmar as the country is seeing a drop in the growth and production of opium poppies. Eight bodies were found Saturday in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, and they appear to be those of eight men apparently kidnapped from a resort on the Caribbean coast. Prosecutors in the state of Yucatan said the bodies were probably those of men reported abducted in the quiet beach town of Ixcaloc. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.